This is another original OFM podcast.
Still tuned into VIP Access right here on OFM, the sound of your life. As you always know, we always speak to great talent on this show. And today we speak to one of South Africa's greatest top four from season 15 of Idols SA. He goes by the name of Nolo on the line. And he's going to share with us exactly how his journey has been on Idols. Nolo, how are you doing?
Good, and you?
I am great, my brother. How was your day?
It was a long one, yeah.
Yeah, no, definitely.
But it was awesome, yeah.
It's Monday.
Yeah, it's Monday.
But let's just hope that you at least you got into Monday with a smile on your face. Nothing to be sad
definitely.
About.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm not going to waste any further time, Nolo. We're going to get straight into the nitty-gritties of the biggest competition in South Africa, you know, that you entered, which is Idols SA. But before we get to that, I want to talk about how was your music career before you actually even entered Idols SA?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, before Idols, I went to varsity, studied. After varsity, I went to work. And between that, I was doing gigs part-time and all of that. So I decided this year, take this career on a full-time basis, yeah, man. So that's when I came to Idols.
So you thought, like, you know what, if you just enter one foot in, forget about the past, let's move to the future.
Yeah, that's true.
That's great. So now, are you planning anything for yourself now, since, you know, since the exit on Idols? And what can we look up to from your side music wise
After this, you know, I just want to give myself time and start writing songs, learning the craft of recording music and all of that, you know, because I feel as a musician, your product to sell mainly is your music. So I really want to work on that. And then hopefully sooner than later, you'll have my music playing everywhere.
That's great. Yes, we don't give up, right? That's just
never.
We do not give up. Now let's talk about the inside nitty-gritties that usually a lot of people never get to experience with you being a contestant on Idols. What was the toughest thing you experienced during your stay on Idols?
The toughest thing, you know, it was every Sunday going in, not knowing whether you're going to make it, you know, from top 17. Every Sunday when you get there, the nerves are out of this world, you know, and you just have to pace yourself and find your happy place, get on the stage and kill it. Yeah, but I mean, it was the toughest, but I think it was the biggest thing that I took from the show, like how to handle pressure and all of that.
Oh no, that's actually great. It actually flows into my next question. So what did you take away from the journey on Idols?
Firstly, I learned that music is a real career that you need to work hard at, you know? And you know, every day, put in your work, because more Idols, you go in every day, working with vocal coaches, choreographers, going to see stylists and everything. So it's really a full-time job. And if you continue with that every day, you'll find yourself going places.
Yeah, no, that definitely makes sense. So now, do you see yourself going back? Because now you were gunning for that number one position, and unfortunately the votes were not enough. Do you see yourself returning for the next season again to gun for position one?
When you get to top 10, you can't come back. That's the rules of the show. But also, I feel like, I wouldn't come back even if I had the chance to come back, yeah. I mean, I got what I wanted from the show, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is?
No, exposure, you know, and learning a lot of things, you know, about music, how TV works, and, yeah, how to handle such a big stage. This is, I think, if not the biggest stage in the country, one of the biggest stages in the country.
Well said, my brother. Thank you very, very much for actually having a chat with me about your future after Idols.
Oh, it's a pleasure, man. It's a pleasure.
And I wish you the best to the future.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much, Nolo. So that was Nolo right there, Season 15 Idols SA Top 4. And I have to say that he still has a bag of tricks up his sleeves, as he mentioned that there's more where that came from. But right now, as we continue with this amazing show, this is still OFM, the sound of your life.
That was another original OFM podcast. OFM, the sound of your life.